Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, When Things Fall Apart, Hard Advice for Difficult Times by Pema Chodron, stands as a beacon of hope and a source of profound wisdom, especially during the darkest and most challenging periods of one's life. Released under the Shambhala Classics series, this book dives deep into Buddhist philosophy to offer solace and practical guidance for facing life's inherent difficulties. Drawing from her extensive experience as a Buddhist nun and deep engagement with the teachings of Chogyam Trungpa, Chodron masterfully encapsulates the essence of Buddhist wisdom, making it accessible and relevant for contemporary seekers of peace and understanding. Through its pages, readers are invited to confront their pain, fear, and uncertainty with compassion, bravery, and a heart open to the transformative potential of every moment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the impermanence of life. One of the central teachings of Buddhism, and a significant theme in When Things Fall Apart, is the concept of impermanence. Pema Chodron discusses how everything in our lives, from relationships to material possessions, is transient and subject to change. This can be a source of deep anxiety and suffering when we cling to the idea that things should remain constant. Chodron encourages readers to embrace impermanence not as a cause for despair, but as a call to appreciate the present moment. By understanding and accepting that nothing is permanent, we open ourselves to experiencing life more fully, recognizing value in the transient nature of our experiences, and finding peace in the flow of change rather than resistance. Secondly, embracing uncertainty and fear. A profound insight offered by Chodron is the necessity of facing our deepest fears and uncertainties head-on. Rather than running from discomfort or attempting to mask our pain, When Things Fall Apart guides readers towards leaning into their discomfort. Chodron posits that the journey through hardship and uncertainty is fertile ground for personal growth and enlightenment. She introduces meditation and mindfulness practices as tools for sitting with our experiences without judgment or avoidance. This approach fosters resilience, teaching us to find stability within ourselves, even in the absence of external certainty. Embracing uncertainty becomes an act of courage that transforms fear into a pathway to freedom and strength. Thirdly, the power of compassion. Compassion, particularly self-compassion, is a cornerstone of Chodron's teachings. In facing life's challenges, she emphasizes the importance of extending kindness and understanding to oneself, as well as to others. The book elaborates on how practicing compassion can dissolve barriers to connection and healing. By learning to be gentle with ourselves, in moments of suffering, we cultivate a heart that is open to the suffering of others, fostering empathy and a sense of interconnectedness. This cultivation of compassion is presented not as a passive acceptance, but as an active engagement with the world that can lead to profound changes in how we relate to our struggles and to one another. Fourthly, the practice of letting go. Letting go is another pivotal theme in When Things Fall Apart. Chodron challenges readers to relinquish their grip on the desire for control and the attachment to outcomes. This involves a radical acceptance of the present moment and a willingness to experience life as it unfolds, without imposing preconceived notions or expectations. The practice of letting go is intricately linked to the understanding of impermanence. It's about acknowledging that trying to hold on to anything is futile and causes suffering. Through stories, anecdotes, and practical exercises, Chodron illustrates how releasing our attachments leads to true freedom, peace, and the capacity to engage with life in a more genuine and joyful way. Lastly, finding peace in solitude. Chodron speaks to the enrichment that solitude can offer, especially during turbulent times. She describes solitude not as a state of loneliness, but as a rich opportunity for introspection and self-discovery. When Things Fall Apart emphasizes the importance of creating space for oneself to reflect, meditate, and simply be. Through solitude, we encounter our true selves, learn to listen to our inner voice, and confront the realities of our existence without distraction. This process is essential for healing, personal growth, and the cultivation of inner peace. Chodron's insights into the value of solitude offer a powerful counterpoint to the modern fear of being alone, illustrating how it can transform fear and confusion into clarity and strength. In conclusion, When Things Fall Apart, Hard Advice for Difficult Times is a must-read for anyone navigating through periods of uncertainty, hardship, or transformation. Pema Chodron's profound yet practical insights into the human condition offer a lifeline to those feeling adrift in the chaos of life's inevitable challenges. This book speaks directly to the soul, providing tools and teachings that foster resilience, compassion, and a deeper understanding of oneself and the world. Readers from all walks of life can benefit from Chodron's wisdom, whether they are seeking solace, searching for spiritual guidance, or simply aiming to cultivate a more mindful and compassionate existence. In a world that often feels overwhelmingly turbulent, when things fall apart, serves as a reminder of the strength that lies within us all to transcend despair, embrace change, and uncover the boundless potential for joy and enlightenment that resides within every moment. If you would like to support Pema Chodron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.